Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Nika, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Hi. I'm so
We
happy.
Can't tell you what happened because you were... You can't tell you.
She had her own thing going on.
Yeah, they'll be metagaming.
We'll be metagaming.
Yeah, that's okay.
Gang, do we think we're going to have that Kickstarter up in 1 week?
Bachman, what do you think, bud?
What do I have to do with it?
The video, brother.
Let's talk about it on air while recording.
Yeah. I'm not getting much sleep this week, I'll tell you that right now.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Sleep sucks. Yeah, because the my part's easy. I just have to make words good. That's easy. The other people have to, like, do graphic and image and ideas. That's easy. Wait, that's hard.
But we've got so much cool stuff. Mm-hmm.
It might take 20 hours to put in all of the different stickers and enamel pins and things like that, but yeah.
But they are all going to have Bridget's art,
yes.
So yeah. It's going to be radical.
When you're listening to it, it launches tomorrow. It launches on January 31st, that Tuesday.
What the fuck?
Unless something else horrible happens to us.
We have some really amazing stuff planned. The point of the Kickstarter is we all go to Tim and Jennifer's house and hang out and play D&D for a whole ass weekend. We're going to record it. We're going to do stuff live, and we're going to do all sorts of wacky other things that we can't tell you about. Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
We're going to create so much good content. You're going to be able to laugh at us. So you're going to be able to laugh with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at us.
Most of what we're going to do is going to be illegal.
Yeah. There's tiers where you get to, like, laugh at us, but you have to hit that tier. You know, you got to pay to laugh at us.
There's going to be the kill a character mm-hmm. tier, and then there's going to be another tier where you get to bring that character back to life, and there's going to be a third tier where you get to kill them again.
Yep.
Yeah. You got all three of them?
There's a tier that is just negate someone else's choice, and then at the end of it, we tell you everything everyone chose. Like, oh, I want to name a character Butt Ass, and like, no, I don't like that. So you can stop that.
They're named Ass Butt.
Ass Butt. That's better. We have a kill the NPC tier. Mm-hmm. We just want you to be along with us on our 10th anniversary extravaganza and help us make really fun content that I know that you're just going to bust up at. You're going to bust it.
Which NPC would you guys kill?
Which NPC?
Yeah, the French guy who is in just the live show. We haven't seen him.
Chuck. Yeah, probably. No, he's
a NPC.
All right, Elon Musk.
No,
those are characters. I'm not an NPC. Well, I guess technically we haven't started playing. I am an NPC.
You were an NPC last episode.
No, Michael literally would not voice you. So we ended the episode.
I came very close to voicing you.
That is true.
But I think we all said it's cool if you do it because we love you so much.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's whatever. Yeah, I'd probably kill Rourke too.
That's not an NPC.
What?
I mean, like, I don't want little Petey to die, but also... What if...
Justice for Gertie, that dumb bitch.
He did call Gertie a bitch.
Yeah, he called Gertie a bitch. He's canceled now.
Maybe Dictionary Doug?
Yeah. I mean, we there's people.
I just said that person's name in my brain. Like, we don't have a character named Dictionary Doug. That has to be something you fucking dreamed while huffing paint.
No, it's real.
It's real. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And like we said, a lot of it's to cover travel, expenses, David.
Mm-hmm.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
I've forgotten what the bite did. Am I cured of whatever the fuck that was?
No.
Do I know what it did yet?
No. We have the big top and a wagon and some other shit.
Well, why did you steal Rourke?
We thought it could be useful just in case things went south.
Why are you trying to hurt Screech?
Chuck is reading off a list. You're thrown down.
Like, he's like a, you know, like werewolves?
Ooh, spooky. No. But those aren't real. Good one.
No, they are.
Chuck is himself like a like troll man.
What?
What are you?
I'm not a troll, man. I'm so mad at you right now. That's the most fucked up thing he's ever said.
You're never saying this.
You're like a little troll man. I'm a hobgoblin.
She takes you to the big top.
What happened to my hay boy?
He goes, Squirrel Man knows me. Go ahead, draw this and bring the picture to him.
So the Squirrel Man knows this guy, huh?
Yes, I was once his ward. The Squirrel Man was really, really cared about this stuff. He takes out a suitcase and pops it open, and at first you think it is full of Screech Bucks. But then you look closer, and instead of Screech faces on it, there's little penguins. Cobblepot has been flooding the market with Tux Bucks. So me and several other of his past wards have come here to try to bring him back.
Are there other wards here?
Yes, all... These are all your wards.
They're all whose wards?
Sorry, they're all they're all Squirrel Man's wards. You hear a scream coming from the Hall of Mirrors. It was definitely Rourke. You heard Rourke scream.
Squirrel Man goes to the Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah, I feel like Selene would also follow.
You see a form laying on the ground.
Who is it?
It's Rourke. She's laughing.
Rourke, baby, you all right?
She's just laughing.
Tell me the joke, at least. Can I cast Lester Restoration on her?
You feel like that might work. She gasps and comes out of her laughing fit.
Hey!
Oh my god, I'm so glad you're all right.
Why would I not be all right? We were just... Well, okay, so the jokester took me in here, and then... He was showing me how to pretend to be dead, because you know how sometimes I'll just like run ahead of you and then I just fall down and then I pretend to be dead and you always know.
Yeah, I hate it. Stop doing that.
You always know. Okay, well, watch this. And then Rourke will just lay down, but she'll pretend to be dead. But like,
oh my God, my beautiful daughter. No. Michael, I take out my one diamond that you left.
Oh my God. And then she opens one eye and she says, just joking. See, I'm so good at it now. And then he was, you know, I'm kind of fuzzy on this part, but he tickled me and I couldn't stop laughing. And he left.
He tickled you. Okay, well, I guess could have been worse.
Was he trying to get anything?
I think he...
Out of you? Ask any questions?
Did he want your treasure?
I have treasure?
Yes. There's one thing you must not give away.
He didn't tickle me like that. It was just a tummy tickle.
That's how it starts. That's how it starts.
And then his hormones went in my mouth. But that's different.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone's hormones goes in everyone's mouth. That's how it works.
Oh my God. He told me that was something special he'd never done with anyone else before.
I don't want to know this anymore.
Did he squirt him out of the little flower on his lapel?
He squirts jizz out of his lapel.
Yeah!
That's what hormones are, right?
You say that.
It's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank.
But what's been going on?
We need you for that fight, but everything turned out all right.
Oh, good. Well.
Rourke, were you the one that decided to bring the Ratma toenails? Because that really was pretty clutch in the fight, I've got to say.
Amazing. You know, I was going to put them in sausage rolls that people would eat later as just kind of an icky. But I'm glad it was more helpful.
That would kill people.
Yeah, I think that might be deadly, actually.
Speaking of killing people, there is still a green mist coming off of... are you Screech now?
I thought I left and I came back as Squirrel Man.
No, I thought you were Screech.
Yeah.
Because you left.
Did you leave twice?
And came back as Screech. Then you came back as the Squirrel Man.
Oh my God. This is so.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone please kill Screech.
There's a lot of exit stage left and stage right happening.
I was going to leave Squirrel Man in the past, but people came. But the past wasn't ready to leave Squirrel Man.
That's not what's confusing.
For you.
Oh, that's right. You smell like shit.
Yeah, because it was from the trash.
Oh my God.
I just read the Squirrel Man who happens to stink.
like a garbage can.
Okay, so you're dressed as Garbage Squirrel Man.
Garbage Squirrel Man, what's up?
Jesus.
So it's very late at night. You're in a broken down Hall of Mirrors.
I wouldn't be here unless it was late at night.
I'm bleeding.
Chuck is bleeding.
Wait, the Hall of Mirrors are broken?
Yeah, Chuck broke them all.
Oh.
All right. I'm a guard coming in. What are you guys doing here? Get out.
I guess we better go.
Why do you care?
I don't know. I'm just moving things along.
I feel like the idea of this was being, you were just going to chill in this Hall of Mirrors.
I don't.
Like,
I didn't remember why we were here. And did Stinky Squirrel have anything more to do? Is he?
You were only here to rescue Rourke.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but now like a bunch of beef has come up. Well, not really beef. They're just doing their job.
Business.
They got business with me about the. The Tux Box.
The Tux Box. Well, they're actually like they're all like super psyched to see you because you're their ex wards. Are they're your ex wards?
I guess I don't really know what the next steps are for Screech in the and the gallery.
I'm sorry you feel this way, but
they all just like turns yelling at him.
Well, good luck, Stinky Squirrel. We're gonna go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, it's me. It's Luther.
Who?
I just ran over Luther from I'm wearing a red wig. I used to be
bald. Literally never seen you before in my life.
You just saw me in the
He's negging
top.
You. It's just fine. It's his way.
Anyway, me and the X-Wards were talking about...
Are they going to be like X-Men?
Yeah.
Can I be an X-Ward? I want to be an X-Ward.
I'm Apocalypse.
Oh my god, I want to be an X-Men. I will kill myself.
I'm going to become an X-Men. Don't make me do it.
You just have to become the Squirrel Man's ward and then not. Like, it could be done in 2 seconds. God.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm going to be his ward.
Okay. I knight Rourke as my ward and then immediately expel you.
No.
What's my power?
You get power.
Your power is shooting magic out of a fucking loot. You're barred. You can cast heat metal. But
I thought becoming an ex-ward would mean that I get a cool power.
No, I'm sorry, but I think you've severely misunderstood what's happening here.
Rourke, we gotta get out of here. This guy's a bad influence. Sorry, Squirrel, you should go back to the trash. You left the town when we needed you the most.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Sure. I thought we were... Wait, you would know that the squirrel man didn't leave the town because you know that Quality was also the squirrel man.
Dude, shut up. I'm not getting out fucking... a drawing board.
I feel like Chuck would forget.
I can't keep up with all of this.
Enough said.
If Chuck cannot put together that screech, is this guy? How dare you?
Hey, it's me, Luther.
We keep leaving. You keep having to run to catch up to us.
You said to come and get you if anything ever was amiss with Screech's fortune. And so we're coming to get you.
Is something wrong with Screech Box?
Yeah, here. And he hands you it's like a bundle of like 1,000 Tux Bucks.
I throw them on the ground and I spit on them. What is this garbage? This is going to kill the circus economy.
I actually might. I sort of need these. And I start taking them. And is it too gross to use the ones I already spit on to put on my body? Because I'm bleeding.
It's your daughter's spit.
Yeah, we're not related, though.
But it's still like your family, so it's okay.
I changed her diaper. No, I didn't.
But you like took out care of her when she was like barfing, and you know.
So I
feel like don't like some like parents do all kinds of stuff for their kids. It's like gross as hell.
I don't know. I think you have to have them as a baby though, because that's when you're constantly wiping their butt and genitals,
and you're just like completely numb to it.
Okay, what if I need Chuck to wipe my butt now?
But you know he would definitely hold your hair back when you barf too much.
That's how our extremely cancelable joke that we keep coming up with is where Rory and Chuck get together.
No,
that's how it starts. We won't do that. It's gross. It's only funny to think about how bad it is.
It would be so bad.
The joke is not doing it. The joke is like, what if we did it? Does that make sense?
It does.
It's only your step butt.
We're not blood related. I just raised her. Step butt. We wouldn't do that. That's gross. Yeah. And that is gross. We're gonna get like 8 emails from like I married my
ward and it was fine.
This is the last episode of the podcast that Woody Allen ever listens to.
He's like, that's the final straw.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm dabbing my blood cuts with Tuck Bucks. Tuck Bucks? Tusk Bucks. I can't say that word.
Tuck Bucks.
Chuck Bucks.
Chuck Bucks. Oh, you can make some Chuck Bucks.
I might.
Make them for the bar. It's like a promotional thing.
Whoa. Anyway, so like you could go there or not. I don't know. It's up to you. It's D&D.
Wait, you want to take Stinky Squirrel back to Farhold?
Yeah, so he can... save the tux from us, the tux box.
Now, remind me again why we should care about the tux bucks.
I don't think we should. Okay,
I don't think you care. I don't care. Like, for instance, how I don't care about you. My name is Luther. I am the ward of Squirrel Man. I don't give a shit about you, country bumpkins.
Former ward.
Ex ward.
Yeah.
Excuse you, I'm not a country bumpkin. As you can see, and Celine like kind of moves back her hair so that he can see her collar.
Yeah, you fucking dumbass.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Not a country bumpkin.
What are you doing out here?
I'm here on official business. Celine looks away from him.
Okay. Anyway, still talking to my boss though.
Ex-boss, I can't handle this right now. I've got a lot going on, but I know someone who can help.
Who?
So I'm gonna go get him. I'll go get him. I'll tell him to meet you.
Should we trust him implicitly?
Yeah, trust him. Trust him. Love him as I have loved him. And off he goes.
Okay.
I'm going to take a shower. It's going to be a while.
I was like, Screech has such good cardio.
Yeah, just running back and forth. Like, he's got to just be covered in sweat all the time.
Now, it is late at night. Are you all...
What time?
Like, it's in the middle of the night.
All right, well, I'm going to bed. Right? No one's in trouble? Everything's good? We good? Everyone good? We good?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Disperse.
You guys should probably be out of the town by morning. I don't know. You guys are weird. You're not really bringing a lot.
You're gonna go?
They're weird.
Well, yeah, but...
Screech goes back to bed. He's like, who's going to get this box out of here?
You go back to bed, but your room has been exploded by a fireball.
You sleep at the table.
I was like, what is he talking about? Oh, that's right. We absolutely fucked his room.
He's very bad. Are you going to have to come sleep in the goblin pit?
Oh my God, yes.
I think the box was lit on fire.
It was.
I think I have to, I go to my room. I like stand in the burnt out like doorway. So I'm back to the goblin pit, yes. Standing in the supply closet.
It's cool.
That has a window.
Also an important thing to remember from last week.
Unlike my room that doesn't have windows, I learned from re-listening to the first episode.
Oh, right, because she didn't like it.
Yeah. Rama did not like my vibe at all. It would be in a windowless room.
Okay, so you all go to bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up the next morning.
I'm clicking the button.
Long rest.
Long rest.
And actually, go ahead and click the level up.
Shut up.
Why not? Let's level up, everybody.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Level 6. We'll talk about our levels next episode.
The bond you form between people help them protect each other. When a creature affected by your bonding bond feature is about to take damage, a second bonded creature within 30 feet of the first can use its reaction to teleport to an unoccupied space within 5 feet of the creature. The second creature takes all the damage. That's going to be a little harder to kind of... that's not magic. Bro, you teleported. I'm just fast.
Oh my God, I have a thing called Hound of Ill Omen.
Let's go!
Level 6.
That's cool.
I gained the ability to call forth a howling creature of darkness to harass my foes.
Michael, I know you said we'll talk about it later, but it's kind of your fault. Like, this is
I just got really excited. Okay, I have to look away. I got so fucking jazzed about the Hound of Ill Omen.
Oh yeah. Look, if you're excited, talk about it, by all means.
It's a medium-sized hound.
Oh.
Thank you.
That is exciting. So you all wake up and I don't know, do you come down to breakfast? What do you do?
Yes.
What's happening?
Does Screech come down for breakfast too? He comes out of the storage closet.
Yeah, there's brooms and shit. I'm constantly like trying to put him back in there.
Exactly.
You come down and you go to ask Ratma for, I don't know, what do you get when you first wake up? What do both Screech and Celine eat when they first wake up or drink? This is world building.
Celine would like a cup of hot tea, and she would like one hard-boiled egg and a hunk of bread.
Nice.
Screech would get like a Scotch egg, whatever the equivalent of that would be in this universe. Well, this is what he would order. I think there's no way in hell that Ratma gives Screech what he actually ordered.
Also a hard-boiled egg.
You go to put in your order, and Ratma, you know, never great with the customer service, but she's kicking back and appears to be reading a newspaper.
It doesn't seem like Ratma.
And you note along the top, it says Farhold Trumpeter.
Ratma.
Yeah.
Hey. I see. Do you get the Farhold Trumpeter here regularly?
Oh, yeah. They missed like a bunch of days, like almost like a week. But got one back this morning.
Is this day 13?
I think it's 14.
Okay.
Anything interesting in there? Or maybe I could read it when you're done with it.
No, I only got this one copy, and then I use it for stuff.
Oh, okay. Any interesting news?
Not really.
You can see the headline. It says, like, Trumpeter says no to censorship. In, like, really big letters.
Oh, my God.
and you also, and she's like, whatever. And she throws it and gets up. I'll go get you friggin' eggs.
And Selena like quickly grabs the newspaper, and what do I find in this story? What does it say about the censorship?
Well, it spins this heroic tale of Professor Decacog really just sticking it to the OT.
To the OT?
Yeah. And he says some bad things about the Emperor.
He doesn't name me, right?
He does not name you or Rhymeford.
Thank God.
Rhymeford is not named, and you are not named.
Okay.
But it does say that he is still in hiding, and he's in an undisclosed location.
Celine closes the paper, like, too hard, and, like, puts it down, and is like, well.
There are other articles, too.
Michael's like, I wrote an entire paper, and you're being so rude right now.
I mean, maybe I see, when I go to close it, I see something else interesting.
Yeah. There's an article, other front page news is, war continues in the East.
Okay.
But Whitmore Fort says they do not need you to send aid. They do not need anyone to send aid.
Whitmore Forts.
And the Bartell and Ruane families are looking to be united in the wedding of the decade.
The Bartell and Ruane?
Yeah, families.
I mean, the Ruane house is one of the smallest but richest houses. That makes sense. Oh, and they're in and around Whitmore Fort. Okay.
Also, I did change one of the city's names. It's now called Drunel instead of Brunel, because Brunel and Bartell are too close. But yeah, they're looking, the two cities that these houses come from are looking to form an alliance. And it also says the Tux Bucks are taking the capital by storm.
I gotta have my Tux Bucks.
This is like Beanie Babies.
After a successful trial at the Fireberg Lounge, entrepreneur O.C. Copperpot had made deals with pubs and taverns throughout Farhold. So now you can buy booze with Tux Bucks.
That's sick.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that, of course, includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable, compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
I walk in carrying a big-ass fish.
Wow.
I was going to roll for it, but then I rolled really bad, so I'm like, I'm just going to say I do it.
he wasn't carrying the littlest fish you've ever seen. So bad.
I rolled a 2.
I did change it also to copper pot.
Copper pot.
Yes. Last week, you might have heard me say cobble pot, but now it's copper pot.
Pending a cease and desist.
Danny DeVito's estate really got pissed at us. Morning, you're reading that old crap again. That stuff is all lies, right? We literally met the guy and he's...
Look at this. He's saying that he's being censored by the OT, really.
You guys tried to kill him, so... I'm surprised he didn't say anything further. And why are you still caping for the OT?
Selene's like,
it's a bad look! I say, and I walk into the back room, and I'm like, humming
like
something.
Fully shocked. I was like, jaw dropped. Whatever.
As a joke, I come back like a minute later, and I put a boot next to all your food. I'm like, hey, I might like this. I'm kidding. But seriously, I think you might like it.
I don't like it. I'm just saying. I mean, he's obviously still printing and doing things, so I just... You know, some things are above your pay grade that you don't need to know about, okay?
Maybe you should have killed him instead of, you know, not.
I should have, probably.
Well, whatever.
Selene flourishes the paper.
You want some of this big-ass fish?
What kind of fish is it?
Michael. It's your time, baby.
Lake trout?
Lake trout.
Big ol' lake trout.
Oh, nice.
Big ol' lake trout.
I know about fish from Animal Crossing.
This is just a side thing, but how would you describe the landscape surrounding this town?
Mountainous.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck. Is he a ranger now, too? Shit.
Oh, no. What's Rourke doing? Is Rourke still sleeping, or is she coming in as well?
Oh, she's down there. I imagine she's just working in the morning, doing Megan sausage rolls. Maybe slipping a toenail in there, just one, to see what it does to someone.
It's a test.
Yeah.
When I come back with a big ass fish, I'm like, what the fuck? You're gonna... She's gonna rip me a new one, I swear to God.
I also want to go to the cemetery and ask the old Billy Braid Bones, whatever, what's his name?
Wally Bone Braids.
Wally Bone Braids. I want to ask him if he has any extra bones that don't have a body to go with. I want to, put them together.
What's up?
you got any loose bones?
No, this is a Tim talk.
Odds and ends.
You head down to the graveyard, then.
Yeah.
You see Wally's shack. I believe you left it mostly intact. No, you definitely cast spells.
I think we blew it up.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was just us, if that matters.
No, it wasn't. It was also Alondra. There's a little lean-to next to a smoldering pile of ruffle.
I go and I knock on some thatch.
Hello? It's me, Wally Bone Braids.
Hey, Wally. I was hoping maybe you could help me out, and I don't want to be too much of an imposition, but what if you gave me all the spare bones in your body, and I gave you this super special sausage roll?
Spare bones in my body?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Extra bones in the cemetery. I just think of the cemetery as your body. Because
I'll do it, but...
I don't know. Maybe it would work really cool, too, also, if you gave me a bone of your body. Cut off your finger.
What? No. What? I don't want to give you one of my bones.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't even know how I would do that.
Well, I think you'd just cut off a finger for me, but... If you don't want to.
So you want me to cut off your finger? Roll persuasion.
Okay.
No, I don't want 14? To cut off my
sounds
finger.
Good to me.
Okay, I did get a 27 persuasion. So maybe Wally has some extra bones lying around. And he gets a special Ratma toenail sausage roll just for him.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I've got some bones. I'll be right back.
Thanks, Wally. If you want some help, I'll come help you. I'm willing
no.
to... Okay.
He leaves, and then you hear... And he comes back, and he hands you a finger.
Wow.
Michael, we're going to get in trouble.
Wow. That's a lot, Wally. I
have a history of folding before strong women... It's...
Wow, thank you.
Do you need any blood?
Nope, I do not. No, I just want the finger.
Because I've got a lot. I'm very juicy now. It's been a few days.
Can I heal Wally?
You can heal him, but his finger won't come back.
That's fine. I just want him to stop bleeding around me.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
It's just offensive at this point. Okay, I will use just a little bit, just the least amount of healing I can do. We'll do a first level.
Okay.
Yes, I heal him for six health.
His eyes get huge, and he's like, are you magic?
Oh, no. No, I'm not.
I've never felt this good in my life. How did you do that?
If I tell you, I will kill you. You can't tell anyone. Give me your extra bones in the cemetery. Not from your body. Give me your cemetery bones.
I come back tomorrow morning and I'll have so many bones for you.
Oh, that's a sting.
Okay, I'm gonna trust you. Here's the sausage roll.
Thank you.
It has Ratma's fingernail in it. Toenail.
Are you looking at him expectingly, like he should eat it?
No, I'm gonna leave totally chill, but then I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna look through a little crack in his lean-to and watch him eat it and eat the toenail. But I do leave an extra sausage roll as I go. I'm gonna roll a sleight of hand. I rolled an 8. I dropped the sausage roll on the ground right by the door, another one that doesn't have a fingernail or toenail in it, just so that I'm not being a total dick.
Just put it right underneath the doormat.
It's just a toenail roulette.
So you're looking through the little, I guess, slat in his lean-to.
Slit.
Slit.
Yeah, I look through that slit. I put my eye right on the slit.
You put your eye right on the slit.
That's how you get pink eye.
And you see him in there, and he's just kind of pacing back and forth and looking at the sausage roll. And he goes to put it down, and then he doesn't. And he looks at it, and he's like, and then he just gobbles it all down really fast. And then he goes,
uh-oh.
And his hands go up to his throat, and he starts thrashing around and smashing into things. And there's like a little foam coming out of his mouth.
Rourke silently laughs and then sees that happening, and I think she would run away at the point where he's foaming at the mouth. Is he on the ground, or is he like...
Yeah, he's like,
I run away. I really want to know. I, Nika, want to know, but I think that Rourke would just run away. I run right back to the goblin pit.
Okay.
Michael, now, if there's not anything important going on, I would like to buy a plant, and I want to go to the chapel and put a little potted plant at where Chuck is just going to guess where the Regnir altar would have been. He's not going to do too much with it, but he's just going to put it there and kind of like do sweep away some dust, look around and kind of smile and goes, well, there's that, I guess. And he's going to be kind of embarrassed about it because he likes it. He doesn't want you to like it because he's such a cool, strong guy.
You it feels good.
Hell yeah.
And I don't know if you already have inspiration, but now you have inspiration.
Yes.
Whoa. Thank you.
No, not you, you motherfucker. I'll kill you.
No, just Chuck.
What the fuck? I got someone's finger and I don't get inspiration?
You got a finger. That's your reward.
Okay, that's fair.
You do have a whole finger. What are you going to do with that finger?
I don't know. Well, okay, I do know. I'm going to go back to my room and freak out and journal about Bone Braids potentially dying and also getting bones tomorrow. But then I'm going to practice. I got a new spell that's really cool. It's Animate Dead. I'm going to practice it on my finger.
Shit.
So you have to do a little like finger dances and stuff?
Yeah, it just like hangs out. It's just a little finger.
Better not be doing anything weird with that finger.
It's like, what's the hand in Adam's Family?
Because thing.
It's like thing, but just a little finger.
I have a out of character question, just so I can remember. Did the people come to get the Theonite yet?
Not yet. They're on their way, theoretically.
They are on their way. All right.
Today, tomorrow, who's to say?
But that should be theoretically fine. Like we've got that's going.
Oh, you got that. Under control.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just double check in the, yeah.
As far as our characters know, who's to say?
I mean, if you want to check on it the next day, you can.
Yeah, maybe I'll walk on over to see Granona and see, because Granona would be, like, I guess leading it, right? Or is this directly the little guys?
Yeah, Granona.
Yeah, I'll go check in with Granona.
Did Granona have a voice?
I don't know if she's like actually like talked. Like I think we've talked about her.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's talked very much.
I don't think she has.
Let me guess. Female, Scottish.
I know. Can't do it.
Hello, it's me, Granona.
Jesus. Dread. Oh. Dread is her husband.
Dread? Wow. Dread Flipbeard, the chef.
That's a pirate. What the fuck?
Yeah, it really is. Maybe they come from a family of pirates. Granona, so
good to see a member of the OT.
That's right, and actually I was coming here just to, you know, check on things, see how the Theonite production was going now that we dealt with the issue.
Well, there's still a big issue of the hooked horrors down here, but other than that, it's great.
So you're saying that they should, for when the OT comes, they'll have a good shipment to send back. Of the Theonite?
Yeah, we've been going down and getting all the Theonite from all their everything. And, by the time they get here, I'm sure we'll have it all up.
Perfect. Well, that's what I wanted to hear.
We don't have it up yet. It is slow growing, as you might know, but we'll get it.
Yes. And, but you did say that the hook horror is still an issue?
Yeah, they've been a little rowdy ever since you all went down there. I don't know why.
So not only did Celine and Screech not do their job, but they made it worse. That's cool. That's what? A cool thing for Tim Lanning to file back away. Like, I'm gonna use my inspiration to metagame real quick. You guys did what?
No. Well, I will, take that information back to the team and maybe we
can... Yeah, I can't see anything going wrong with this.
With the... Well, I mean, I think that we're fairly...
We've had some bad luck. It worked out for some good luck, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's so true. Well, thank you so much, Granona. It's great to see you.
It's good to see you. Say hi to Dread for me if you get a chance.
To who?
Dread me husband.
Oh, of course. Yes, 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 yes. I will absolutely say hello for you. I'm going back to the Goblin Pit now, actually.
All right. Give him a hug for me.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Snacks of sugar.
Okay.
You know what? Get one of these. Michael, if you want to take a couple minutes to write down how you would describe that voice, so that next time you don't have to be like, what was that like? Because we loved it, so chance. I feel like we're going
to
go back.
I think you just need to write down oi.
Oi.
It's a good idea.
It's Tuesday.
Oi, Charlai!
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's Tuesday, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it?
She's a British Ratma.
Yes.
Very true. Yeah, wherever Britland, New Jersey is.
Anyway, yeah, I Celine goes back to the Goblin Pit.
Okay. What's Screech up to?
I don't even know. He had his breakfast and he's probably still eating it because it was a lot of food.
Did he want to talk to any of his wards? Probably not, huh?
No, I think he got what he needed out of the wards.
He's probably hiding from them.
That side quest is going to be left unread. Sorry, Michael.
Sorry, it
seemed like
wards.
You did a lot of work there, but you know what? I'm good.
No, I feel like I do think that Screech needs to, for the good of his fortune, definitely needs to address the Tux Box. I think that it's going to be a decently high priority. I think Rorik's excitement is not going unnoticed. So there may be some leveraging of connections there, but that's going to be done at night under cover of darkness by the Beholder Doodle.
Mm. I see. Yeah, I think if you send them off, I think the circus is just going to leave.
What am I gonna do all day?
Do we know where the tux bucks are coming from? Did they tell me that?
They said that Copperpot was making them back in Farhold.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. So they can leave. They've done their job. Don't really need them around anymore.
Sorry, the week long trip.
What if we go to the Copperpot?
I'm looking at this map here, and Farhold says level 13 to question mark. There's just skulls all over the place. I'm kidding. We joked about that earlier, but obviously that's not the way.
Maybe we don't go then.
I'm kidding. But also.
Yeah, they do wave to you on the way out.
Give him the finger.
Wow! Screech! You're bad!
They're not my wards anymore. I mean, they were never my wards. They're the Squirrel Man's wards.
You're so bad.
Remember that, reader?
Luther does as he goes back. He's like, have you guys seen a clown?
No, I don't think I've seen a clown. I've seen some other weird guys.
The jokester's not around.
I wouldn't say the jokester's a clown.
More of an uncle.
We hired him. We were like, help wanted, clown. And he applied for the job, so I think he is a clown.
Well, you never lied on a resume?
Guys.
He had zero clown experience.
He felt very clownish to me with the face paint. And
I mean, we saw him last with...
His coming flower.
His
Oh, yeah.
Spreading his pheromones.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy!
Oh, the cum flower
that
guy.
That nasty man.
Yeah, I killed him.
I threw him at the fucking lake.
Yeah, he's a lake guy now. He's with the fishes.
He's living with the fishes. Oh!
No, but you can't leave without him. That's, like, fucked up. You can't just, like, go to a town and leave a clown.
Can't we? I mean, what choice do we have?
Take a clown, leave a clown.
He's probably went out into the woods and died, right?
That's how clowns do it.
I hear that's what they like to do.
I mean, he's from the city, right? Like, what? He's not going to make it out here.
Can I grab him by his ear and do an intimidation check?
Luther?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why did he just ask him where the clown is? He's grabbing him.
He was implying that he's going to leave, and I'm not trying to hear that S. I'm using my inspiration.
Do it.
And that's a 19. I'm grabbing by the ear and be like, you got to find that fucking guy. Don't leave him here. He's weird.
I don't know where he is, though.
Yeah, don't get out there and find him. Or else.
But
Do you think I, Rourke, do you think I saw your weird-ass finger at some point?
Roll, I don't know, a 50-50, high or low. High you see it, low you don't.
Are you trying to hide it?
I don't think so.
A 3.
And you probably don't see it. But I don't think I'm hiding it. It's just, like, in my ear.
What?
Like,
it's like a Bluetooth?
Yes.
I have a call. No one knows what you mean.
I'm on the phone. Shut up. I'm on the finger.
You better fucking find him. I'm not trying to deal with no clowns.
I will absolutely go try to find him, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
Well, then you won't leave. You don't just leave a man behind, especially a clown. Am I right, the rest of you weirdos?
We leave clowns in towns all the time.
I guess clowns are the drummer of the circus.
This is the one, the jokester is the one that was never a ward, correct?
Yeah. All you know about him is that he showed up and was really into the kidnapping plot. That's all you know.
This guy seems like bad news.
I'm not giving you a gun until you tell me your name. Is this guy going to be a problem?
Why would he be a problem? It's just a clown.
I don't know. He kind of sounds... Wait, do we know he's a kidnapper?
He kidnapped
you! He kidnapped you.
Dad, leave my boyfriend alone.
Oh no, it's happening again.
I've pack bonded with this freak.
Because this happened at the live show.
We're drinking a little bit, so we might go kill a clown. I don't know.
We're just gonna fucking kill him. Because the last we saw him was with. Did we see him with Rourke? Was he there? The jokes are.
No, he was. You never saw him with Rourke. By the time you got to the Hall of Mirrors, he had already fled.
He squirted and ran.
Oh my god, he squirted.
He busted. Busted.
There is
moon,
plenty man. Of DNA though.
Michael, could I do like a nature to see if I can find any clown tracks around town?
It's survival. You can do a survival.
Oh my god, was he have to keep that. Just jerk it off keep somewhere that. Else?
Damn. It's woods. This isn't help, this cum everywhere.
It's cum's all over the place.
That's a 14, Michael.
I would say you could probably pick up some fresh clown tracks.
God.
With a 14.
Guys, I mean, I'm just a humble billionaire, but these look like clown tracks to me.
They did? Okay.
And the squeaky parts point back.
Can I try to grab Terra Gator's ear, realizing it's just a hole, give up, and be like, you guys come with us?
Terra Gator is unhappy because he has no teeth.
They grow back.
Yeah, they'll grow back. He's going to wait a little while.
They don't grow back in a day, though.
Michael, I have locate object. Can I be like, where's more cum?
Look out, clown.
Clown finding.
You get like a divining rod?
It's just two dildos.
I mean, you have the scent. You have the trail.
Okay, cool. Good point. Yeah, there's no need. You're right.
It's just bleach. That wasn't coming off.
No!
It's my cum.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we follow the footprints in the sand.
Not the cum trail.
The clown prints. No. The clown know, prints in the sand.
We know the cum trail is a red herring, a cum herring.
Okay, guys, all right. I looked up clown prints.
What's going to happen?
I have a lot of regret right off of that. These are all very scary.
This is worse than the time in college when you Googled hot pink bedspread.
Yeah, I was trying to find a hot pink bed. Comforter.
Instead of salt.
I didn't find that.
I didn't find that. No, something else.
Clown tracks.
Clown tracks. I love that ice cream.
All right.
The clown prints go off into the woods.
Okay, we go.
We get in there.
Yeah, I at some point pick up a pitchfork and I hand a torch to Terra Gator. Like, if we're going to be a rabble mob, we got to, you know, we got to do it.
I get some hay and light it on fire.
You guys go. I've got a thing. I can't.
You always have a thing, right? Whenever we're going to have some sort of...
He's afraid of the fucking dark.
Conflict.
I've got a business meeting.
I got you this torch for a reason. I thought it was...
I can hold the torch with my mage hand.
Yeah, hang on to it. Maybe you'll find somebody else to hold the torch. Wink, wink.
Whoa.
Selena rolls her eyes.
Why did I just say wink, wink? Sorry, I gotta go.
So are you back as alter ego, or is that just you leave?
I mean, I gotta wait for the right moment to make an entrance.
Okay.
He's just hanging in the woods, like, trying to find an inn.
Yeah, I don't do any dramatic entrance. I'm just like, hey, I'm here.
So you follow the clown trail. The clown trail. And you're going deeper and deeper into the forest until you see a cave.
Cloud cave.
There's gonna be so many clowns in a small ass cave.
They're hanging upside down by their big shoes.
No.
Their noses softly honking as they're sleeping.
They're honking in here.
From the trees, you hear, "Only danger awaits you in that cave. It's not going to be a fun house."
Is it Beholder Doodle in the tree?
Is it a new guy?
Yeah, and he stinks.
What are you doing in the tree? Do you need help down? Are you stuck, boy?
Let me call the fire department.
Just shimmy down the trunk.
But I am imagining a golden retriever just stuck in a tree.
I don't like it. There's no God up here.
Do you head into the cave?
Yes.
You know it, baby. I'll go first. I get my shield out. I cast light. I don't cast light.
No, we have torches. That's why you gave us the torches.
That's right.
Yeah, my mage hand is holding a torch.
Yeah, okay, that's even better.
I cast light on a rock, and I throw the rock 100 feet into the cave.
Whoa. Big thrower.
And you hear, ow!
This bright-ass rock over here.
And that's where we'll enter.
Ah, damn! The clown cave!
Oh, man.
Because the circus is leaving, I'm so glad the jokester is still around, though. At least get a further encounter with the jokester.
The audience demanded more jokester.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
What if I get married to the jokester?
Oh my god.
Nika, I'm not kidding. I will be so mad.
You're going to start wearing your hair in ponytail and carrying a big mallet.
Yeah,
here's my hyenas. What's the opposite of metagaming where the real player gets pissed off because of the...
The game.
The game. I guess I'm not really a metagame. Anyways, thank you so much, Michael, for that beautiful world of magic. It's always fun. Nika, so glad you're back.
It's me too. Thanks for having me.
Bachman, Jennifer, you guys kicking it.
I was about to say something nice about us.
You guys fucking kill it every time. I'll tell you the fuck what. If you're here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc on the 24th of January 2013, you can enter hashtag Tuesday and then get a chance to win beautiful dice.
Wait, did you say 2013?
I also said whoops.
What year is it? I won't tell.
I'm still writing 2013 on my checks.
It's one number off.
Yeah, see, he gets
it. Alone, Jesus.
If you're listening to this in the future, which is probably day one of the podcast, our Kickstarter, as we've mentioned, is live on geeklyinc.com/Kickstarter. We've described it a few times. I know it's a kind of like, what are they doing? We're getting together, harnessing the energy that only playing D&D in person can do, on top of making other fun in-person content. And depending on how much money we make, maybe some video over here, maybe some extra content over there. It is not you paying for a fun weekend for us, but I guarantee we'll still have fun.
We will have fun. Unless but we'll also be working for you.
Yeah. Unless we get in a fight on day one and ruin the whole thing.
Well, we have to get the money back.
Now, this is the worst idea. I feel like we have to film through that. I've watched a lot of Housewives, and the trips yes. are always the best, and True. They always yeah. fight on the trips. So
yes,
this is, the podcast is canceled, but all the Kickstarters will see us lose fight. Our fucking
yeah, they will
minds.
Do the talking heads, and we're actually mad at each other.
Listen, you fucking piece of shit. Yeah. So, twitch.tv/geeklyincfriends. Diehard Dice was so nice to us that they let us give away beautiful dice codes. You add the dice you want to the queue, you throw in this code, and you get some bucks off. If you use the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, then you'll get 15% off. That's a great deal, baby. Not many other Diehard Dice affiliates get 15% off. It's beautiful.
Most of the time, if you go to places, they're going to give you a code that you use once the first mm-hmm. time. Not diehard. You go mm-hmm. every time. You go tomorrow, you buy something, code mm-hmm. still works. The next day you buy something, code still mm-hmm. works. Go try mm-hmm. it for yourself. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. The best way to try it yourself is to do it 5 times with $35 worth of dice. That's my opinion. That's what you do what you do.
I don't believe Nika, but I refuse to prove her wrong. And I need you to prove her wrong.
But yeah, as always, we're very thankful to Die Hard Dice. Dracona, Arita Dice will be in stock soon. Parentheses, it takes a couple months. You know how it is. And post-COVID / it also would have taken a little bit of time to reorder.
So they're definitely reordering them?
They are reordering, yeah. I talked
about that. Oh, sweet. Yeah. Okay. Because they definitely told one of our fans that they weren't.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Sorry.
Well, surprise, they are!
I meant to talk to you guys about that yesterday when I was emailing them. So yeah, both the 11-piece set and the 7-piece set will be in order. And since you guys did such a beautiful job ordering, they're going to do a more consistent refresh. Because, you know, it's like new sets of dice, right? For quote-unquote side brands, right? Like us. Mm. They don't automatically build in reordering because it's just based off us. It makes sense, right? So yeah. Now they're going to build that into their system. But it'll take a couple weeks, couple months maybe, as of January 24th. Look, but also, they have other glorious dice. And Flag Day, I think, is coming up.
Sure.
So get yourself some beautiful dice.
Oh, the holiday.
All right. Now we are pulling the winner. Here we go. Rajay, congratulations. You've been pulled as the Diehard Dice winner.
Yay. You done did it.
We're honking at you. A cave full of clowns is honking at you. I didn't like when you said the clowns were hanging up by their clown shoes.
I thought it was really funny.
I love the idea.
Thank you, Die Hard, and thank you all for listening. Don't forget to check out geeklyinc.com/Kickstarter. We'll get you right over to our Kickstarter page. Please, please, please go there and click the button to be reminded. That helps us a lot in ways that I can't explain, but I promise you it's very helpful. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I am at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey. didn't get your fill of that. Remember that? Remember that?
We can bring that back. I love that shit.
Dang, Greedy. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greedy's Adventures? Well, check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including... I can't remember them all in order now.
Taverns and Cabins. Vanguard of the Veil.
That's yeah, I'd have to update it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.